With that vote, Congress passed a $1.1 trillion spending bill.
And so as we end the year, I think by any objective standard, it's been a year of significant accomplishment.
I do want to thank Congress for ending the year on a high note. It is a budget that, as I insisted, invests in our military and our middle class without ideological provisions that would have weakened Wall Street reform or rules on big polluters.
Republicans cheered an end to the ban on U.S. oil exports.
So by lifting the ban, the U.S. can help offer our friends a chance to diversify their energy supplies and enhance their energy security and avoid people like Vladimir Putin the opportunity to use oil and gas and energy as a weapon.
But it was a real strong bipartisan effort.
Democrats cheered a boost in funding for domestic priorities like medical research.
In our communities, we have people who depend on this, whether they suffer from cancer or Alzheimer's or autism or heart disease.
Some bemoaned a bill that lawmakers barely had time to read before casting their votes.
A small handful of leaders from the two parties got together behind closed doors to decide what the nation's taxing and spending policies would be for the next year. This is not how a self-governing or a self-respecting institution operates.
But most lawmakers hailed bipartisanship. The Senate's majority leader praised individual Democrats who helped get legislation to the president's desk.
Having the cooperation of the other side in a body that requires 60 to do most things is essential. And that's the way you get good result in the Senate.
We created a positive environment for positive change, and that made all the difference in the world. I hope that it can continue next year. We have a lot more to do.
Bipartisanship will be put to the test in 2016, an election year.